Psalm 148, When the Universe Learns Its Place. Psalm 148 is not a gentle nature poem. It is a revolution. In the ancient world, the things named here, the sun, moon, stars, sea monsters, storm wind, were often feared as powers or adored as gods. Archaeology and inscriptions from Israel's neighbours show how natural forces were wrapped in divine titles. But this psalm strips them of every false crown. The sun is not a god, it is a singer. The sea is not chaos without a master. Even the tanenim, the great sea creatures, those deep symbols of terror, are summoned into the choir. The storm does not have a will of its own, it is fulfilling his word. That is the first shock of the psalm. What the nations worship, Israel commands to worship the Lord in Hank Dema McGee's. And then comes the second shock. Praise here is larger than music. The stars praise by keeping their courses. Snow praises by falling where it is sent. Mountains praise by standing still. Kings praise not by being impressive, but by taking their place beside children, cattle, and birds. In this poem, human rank dissolves into creatureliness. Princes do not get a solo. They stand in the same line as small creatures. Western Christians often miss how searching that is. We assume praise is mostly an emotional act, perhaps a sincere song. Psalm 148 says, praise begins deeper, in gladly being what God made you to be. The lightning praises by not pretending to be the sun. The cedar praises by not envying the mountain. Holiness, in part, is consenting to creaturely limits. Calvin saw that even mute creatures praise God by displaying his wisdom. Augustine said creation is like a great book, and every creature is a letter announcing its maker. But the psalm does not end with stars or cedars. It ends with the horn of God's people lifted up. The Hebrew word keren means strength, dignity, a raised power. Why end there? Because creation can declare God's glory, but redeemed people can answer it. The world can resound, the church can respond. The final honour of humanity is not mastery over creation, but priesthood within it, giving voice to the praise that all things already owe. This reaches its fullness in Christ, the true horn of salvation. See Luke 1:69, New Revised Standard Version. Through whom heaven and earth are brought together, Colossians 1:16-20. So Psalm 148 teaches us to repent of two sins at once, worshipping creation and using creation. The world is neither a god nor a warehouse. It is a sanctuary alive with praise. Suggested cross-references. Genesis 1, Job 38-7, Psalm 19, 1-4, Luke 1:69, Colossians 1:16-20, Romans 8:19-23, Revelation 5:13. Hymn suggestion. Ye watchers and ye holy ones. Prayer. Lord of heaven and earth, forgive me for wanting to rule what I was meant to join in praise. Teach me the freedom of creaturely trust, and lift my heart into the song of your redeemed people, through Jesus Christ, in whom all things hold together. Amen.